working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Well, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. My name is Steve Chirico. This is Brad Skelling. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Did I even say it right?
Brad. Yes.
Just Brad. Thanks for that.
You're awesome.
It's awesome. Brad.
You're welcome. Brad.
Awesome. What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Nothing?
Yeah. Before we dive into nothingness. No, it's a good moment for First Priority.
It is. Well, should we talk about what's on the podcast today?
What is on the podcast today?
We've got Steve and Tashana that are going to share a little bit about how they got here, when they got here, why in the world they got here.
Yeah.
Just all that fun stuff. So we did some training 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I'm time stamping.
How long ago were you sick?
Yeah, we did some training after, you know, when we all got sick.
Four of us got food poisoning.
It was the best 36. It was awful.
48 hours.
It was awful. Yours was 48 hours? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mine was not.
Yeah.
But it was terrible.
That's all the details we're going into.
Exactly. But all that to say, they were in town. Mm-hmm. So we did training. And whenever we do training, we try to introduce them to the podcast so they won't listen or watch it, right?
Yep.
But also that everybody gets to hear about who our folks are and where they are.
Just introducing them. Steve's over in Springfield. Tashana's up in Kentucky.
Exactly right.
Making things happen.
Well, let's jump into Steve and
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Well, everybody, as Brad and I were just talking about, I've got another guest on the podcast today. This is a gentleman that I'm having fun bantering with in our trainings. Tayana, hang on to your hat as you record and get your bleep button. I don't trust everything he's going to say. And the good news is we already like you because you're a Steve.
And that is correct.
It's normally a Brad and Steve show.
Yep.
Which doesn't roll off the tongue very well. But the Steve and Steve show, man, that sounds great.
That's what I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Snapp from the greater Ozarks area.
Yep.
Working with our frenemy, Jeff Stanford.
Mm.
Jeffrey. So tell everybody who is listening today, tell them a little bit about yourself, who you are, if you decide to talk about your family, that's your business, you know, all those things. Just catch us up.
Cool. Well, yeah, as you said, I am Steve, the original Steve. From Springfield, Missouri. Been there my whole life, so that's all of 25 years.
Lies. Let the lies begin.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. It's believable.
25 squared. Is that what we said? Even, keep going. All right. Keep going.
So yeah, I've been there, my whole life, married, with two kids, which is wonderful. Let's see what else,
tell us, well, you know, so that's good. That's good. You talked about your wife and kids. Are your kids also teenagers at this point? Or are they still growing?
No. So 29-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Come on.
Yeah. I have two grandchildren. Get some of that. That's what happened to the hair. I'm just saying. When you go bald at 25, you lose your hair. Or when you have grandkids, you lose your hair.
Yeah. And I did mention to Steve, because he had the first name Steve, I did a little bit of an internet search on him.
Yes.
Do we want to talk a little bit about when the hair did exist, or should we just go past those photos?
This is a lifestyle, okay?
Oh, it is?
This is by choice.
Okay.
Right. Only a few of us can.
So you're not bald, you're shaven.
I'm shaven. That's what I do.
You're not. That's great. All right. So wife and kids, you got a cool thing where you got some expanse between the kids. You also have a couple grandkids.
Yep.
All right. Tell us a little bit about, you know, most of our audience, not all, but most of our audience are folks that are attached to First Priority on a staff level.
Yep.
There are also folks that are out there doing incredible work that just love what we do and want to be a part, but it's not their gig. Right. And then we got those key student leaders that just can't get enough. So tell that crowd, right? How did you even find this? How did it find you?
Mm. Well, how much time do we have? I have a kind of diverse background, done a lot of things, sales, you know, property management, was a barber, oddly enough, for 13 years.
That's great.
It is an icebreaker for sure. No. So, you know, was just, doing that. And I've always felt, a love and a passion for youth, you know, doing some volunteering, you know, with our church and some other organizations. And, just always kind of did that on the side and always kind of felt like, oh, that'd be really fun to do.
Mm. And your wife's a teacher.
She's
is that
a teacher,
right?
So 22 years.
Yep. Shout out. You know that world.
Sure do. And just so with what I was doing, you know, the door, I'm going to say just kind of shut real quick, out of unbeknownst to me, with a job I was in. And, that kind of, you know, at first you don't see the blessing in that.
Sure.
For me, sure. You know, but you know, it's just my prayer was, you know, God, I know you have something better, for me, and just kept praying and praying and praying. And, not too long after that, I just happened to literally stumble across this job. Hmm. Lots of doors, stayed shut that,
sure,
that kept me maybe out of certain things, you know, just cause I need a job, you know, and some of the doors just stayed shut. And the one that opened was this one. And it's just a definite answered prayer and a blessing to find it. Anyway, never met Jeff in my life, never heard of First Priority. But the more I, just cause we didn't have it in our area.
Yeah, of course.
But the more research I'd done and dug into it, just loved everything it was about and, wanted to, throw my hat in, and here we are.
Yeah, it's an interesting point that you bring up, that it's funny how the Lord prepares us for things in our future.
Yeah.
That we have no idea what he's up to.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot with First Priority when it comes to running into certain students or certain youth directors, youth leaders, where there are conversations that come up that I think, it was completely random that I was ever involved in that in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? And here I am in a moment where I need to be able to articulate, to even affiliate, sorry for the rhymes, Dr. Seuss, right? But even be connected to somebody in some ways.
Yeah.
That was just tucked away, right? I wasn't really planning on ever using that. It was just a cool thing that happened.
Sure.
And here it is. The Lord has worked through sales. He's worked through you working with people. You've got this wife who's a teacher. And then all of a sudden, again, like you said, you stumble across this opportunity.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden a job posting becomes, gosh, that could be a calling.
Yeah.
Right? That could be something that I could give a period of my life to.
Yeah.
Which, again, is one of the beauties of being part of the First Priority staff family, mm-hmm, is that you get to give your life to this.
Yeah.
When you first told your bride, hey, this might be an opportunity I'm pursuing, are you allowed to? What was her reaction?
She is so awesome, supportive of, you know, she wants me to be happy and use my gifts and talents also. Yep. And so she's 100% on board and, you know, praying with me as well. And, yeah, she's just fired up to see this happen.
It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you're working with Jeff in the district of the Ozarks. Let's talk a little bit about what drew you to First Priority. Like what you're in, is this week four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically.
So let's call it week four, right?
Sure.
So you're in week four, you're in training at the national office, which is why we had the opportunity for a face-to-face instead of on a computer discussion.
Yep.
So you're in week four. What draws you as you continue to learn about what First Priority does and being student-led, adult coached, local church-based, like what draws you to it?
Man, a lot, but I would say, these students are rock stars to me, you know, just their heart and desire, passion that I'm hearing stories about, but also seeing, just their love for their peers, you know, it's just so cool to me and it's awesome to be part of, you know, any way that I can, you know, mentor, help, train, all these things that I feel like I'm gifted and blessed to do. Man, just the courage and the passion that these students have just is, it's just really neat.
It's cool.
I love everything that it's about.
That's cool. Are you serving a particular county, a particular area? Like what's your area called?
We are the Ozarks.
Yeah. How about you specifically? Do you have a pinpoint area that you're working on, or are you and Jeff just dividing and conquering the Ozarks?
Yeah. So Jeff's done a ton of heavy lifting already. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jeff Stanford.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come in and try to grow the greater Springfield area.
Okay. Very good.
Jeff is going to kind of pivot a little bit down to Northwest Arkansas, get some stuff started down there.
Nice.
But man, there's a ton just around the greater Springfield area that, ton left to do, and lots of schools that that will be getting a first priority club.
All right. So as you look at those schools, which I'll do a PS, by the way, promo, my son plays baseball in Springfield, Missouri at a college, help launch First Priority Schools, a sixth grader, wants to be a campus coach when he gets his feet under him. So we'll have to get you connected to Justice. That's hey, good. Dude, good to see you. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what do you see? What do you see in the future of, and again, you're just peering in the window. So no, you don't have anything magnificent, right? Or magic, no. But what do you see in the future? What's the opportunities that are ahead?
We have 10 clubs going right
already.
Now. Already.
Wow. Okay. I don't think I realized that.
And I will proudly say that that's all Jeff, not...
That's awesome.
I want to kind of claim some of that. Maybe somehow, some way it was me,
yeah.
But
yeah,
not at all Jeff. No, yeah. No, really was Jeff. Yeah. No. So yeah, we have 10 already, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I just, like I said, to me, every school, middle school, high school, what an opportunity, you yeah. know, and I think honestly, just getting to share the vision once, you know, youth pastors and students hear what we do, what we are, mm-hmm. I think it's kind of a natural byproduct of, oh yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have that in our school,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So to me, it's kind of unlimited opportunity to all the middle schools and high schools.
If you had one moment of, I don't want to say reserve, but just like, hey, I know that I worry about this as you are leading in First Priority. Do you have one of those?
I worry about this.
You may not.
No, not really.
Okay.
Pretty confident fella. So,
first name is Steve. That's part of the product.
I yeah. mean, come on. That was...
Gosh.
Good. I think with any new, this vocational ministry per se,
there you go.
New to me.
There you go.
So there's always that, nervousness or worry, yeah. you know, like, am I going to, succeed? Am I going to talk about it right? Or am I going to, you know, whatever, yeah. fill in the blank. There's always a little bit of that, you know, nervousness and newness, but man, everyone here has been so awesome to meet and to you know, everyone's like, hey, you know, talk to me if you have any issues or problems or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think just our community of us is huge. So that helps a lot, you know, if you're new into this.
Well, I'll tell you what some business leaders, so you're coming from a business background, right?
Yep.
So I'll tell you what some business leaders have said about the community that you're talking to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, they'll walk in and say, I've been around a lot of ministry models.
Yeah.
I've served on boards. I've been elders. I've done all those things. But I've never been around a ministry model where they are, and I'm talking about that group, not you and I.
Yep.
We know our skill sets, right? But they are some of the most genuinely humble and hungry people to serve, which I love saying that about them.
Yep.
Right? And so when I think about your story, because I dug into your story yesterday, right? When I think about your story, one of the things that attracts me to it is those natural characteristics
yeah.
are part of the reason why I think God called you to this.
Yeah.
And so if you're watching, right, you're doing the deep dive thing because you saw an Indeed ad or you had a pastor call you and say, hey, this might be up your alley to do something that's ministry outside the church.
Yeah.
But you've been a business person your whole life,
yeah.
right? You've been deep into banking. You've been deep into industry. Ask yourself the question, right? Could I humbly approach something that really the outcome doesn't make you famous?
Yep.
It makes Jesus famous through students.
Amen.
And if you can't sleep, Mark Roberts, if you can't sleep because of that, that's probably how you got here.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the reality was, man, at the end of the day, if I'm leaning on, and I can say this to this day, year 15 of being a campus minister, leaning on my own understanding will get me nowhere when it comes to campus ministry.
Oh, man, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if that draws you, then filling out that Indeed application, filling out that opportunity, or even just following up with Brad or Mark or whoever you're talking to is probably a great thing to do. Because you're a perfect example of God calling somebody without you saying out loud, I was called.
Right.
Look at me, right?
I
just kind of been. I just kind of do what I do, and now God's got this new thing, and I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Which, frankly, dude, is super cool.
Awesome.
Well, dude, any last words for our audience before we jump off?
shout out to First Priority. Shout out to the other Steve.
There's two of us now. It's great.
It's two of us.
Yeah.
I'm fired up and hope you guys are too.
Man, thanks for being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, Brad, you're not going to be surprised that my big takeaway from Steve Snap is that he is a bundle of energy.
That's right.
It is bouncy, 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 fun, 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 fun.
It is fun.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
He's awesome.
So that was fun.
Love it.
Springfield, Missouri. Ozarks.
That's right. That's right.
He's going to kill it.
That's right. He is.
He's
well, especially with Jeff Stanford sitting there with him.
That's so what I think too.
It's going to be a great team. They're already doing some good stuff. Jeff said he's already got two clubs in the works.
Come on, man.
A couple weeks in the down the road. So
that's here we great.
Go. It is.
Well, the second half of this is Tashana. Should we jump in?
Let's just go for it.
Well, as Brad said, I have the good fortune of having a friend at the table today. Tashana, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, it's welcome,
great
welcome.
Great to be here.
Those of you who follow the podcast, the vidcast, those of you who every once in a while spend a moment with us know that we often do staff trainings. And when we do staff trainings, we like to bring new friends up to the podcast.
All right.
All right. So you ready for this?
Pray so.
All right. So let's start with this. Tell us a little bit of your story. Where are you from? How'd you get here? I'll tell everybody what you do for First Priority later, but let's start there.
Okay. I am originally from Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
So I was a city girl, but for over half of my life now, I've lived in the country, Amish Mennonite neighbors. So a bit of in the country for real. I've traveled, actually went to my 50th state in October. So
very cool.
Seeing the United States and beginning to see the world.
Very cool.
But serving, always looking for opportunities to serve the Lord.
It's great. You've got kids?
I do. All three of my children, very grown.
Yeah.
My oldest is in the Coast Guard for over 15 years now. He's stationed down in California at this moment. My daughter has served in the Peace Corps. She's lived with me off and on through many of her life chapter changes.
Love that.
But she married in August, so she works in my county. She's the tourism director, but
love that.
And I work some volunteer work with her efforts. And then our youngest is in Alabama.
That's great.
He and his wife work with a STEM school. It's not a private school, but it is a magnet school.
Hmm.
And they are on the staff. And working in the dorms and
nice.
Yeah.
And you have a couple of uniques. You live in a home that was built in the 1700s. Is that correct?
No, actually we found an article in the home from the 1700s, but the home was built in the 1800s.
And what part of the country is that in?
That is Central Kentucky.
Central Kentucky. Right. What's the actual area? Like what's the city name? Where do you live? What's
We'll call it Liberty.
Yeah, Kentucky. That's good. There you go.
Pretty central.
All right. So you were the interim director for the Heritage Kentucky chapter.
I am.
How did you find yourself there?
Well, last school year, I began working as a coach mentor at the high school.
Okay.
The high school that I actually taught at this high school for 19 years.
Nice.
Of my school career. I ended my school career as director of special ed and preschool. But during my time there at the high school, I was a special education teacher.
Yeah.
And I worked also with prom committee and different clubs. So it was really like going old home week, you know, going back in and taking the Lord with me on that one, or He's always been with me, but taking that aspect back to the school. That was good. Felt like I was home.
So those of you who follow the podcast, Heritage Kentucky is one of our communities. It's about 15 years old. It was put together. Mark Robbins is our director, our CEO, and Mark's brother was a pastor in that town, and so helped put that together years ago, and it stuck around. So you took over from one of our directors who stepped into a new thing. How did you get into the director role?
Well, Steve Dismuke,
yep,
That's who I'm talking about. Exactly. Yep. And Steve contacted me because, of course, he was the one who had done my training as the
campus coach.
Yep. Exactly. So he contacted me and just said, "Hey, what are you doing?" which my list was long, and but my love and my passion for First Priority, I was just not willing to see it dwindle or die.
Sure.
I was at the time, and First Priority Heritage has a portion of it works with Priority Kids, mm-hmm. and then a portion with First Priority. So I had not ever really worked with, I had not worked with Priority Kids at all, but I had been last year at the banquet. I just saw a bit about that program, and then I attended the training for the summer. But in that interview process, I wasn't even interviewing for what I'm currently doing. They just saw, hey, maybe we could make this work, and so I'm trying to do a beyond full-time job on a part-time basis, but that's okay. I mean, you know, I explained I've got these commitments already and I cannot just abandon those to do this, but I'm taking this other on. So
love it. So let's talk about that for a minute. You got a lot of things you're involved with.
I do.
You and your late husband, who's with the Lord, were involved community-wise big time.
We were.
And so you still are, which I love. Right. So let's talk about what draws you into First Priority. Why do you love and want to be a part of this ministry?
Well, seeing the at the First Priority level, seeing the students lead it. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
it really, truly is. Last year, we had a very unique team that I worked with. Three of our seniors went on, of course. And they were just such strong leaders that it was quite phenomenal to watch how this works. To work with the Priority Kids side, to watch a young child step out and pray with such confidence, such faith, such wanting to serve their peers, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and you just, I mean, you honed in on the students reach students, right?
I did.
That's one of the things that you love about it. So what do you see? You know, we've got the rest of the semester that is before you. What do you see as some of the things that are, as you look out in the windshield of, man, this is opportunity. What do you see in opportunity and what do you see in challenge?
Well, opportunity, one of the things that, you know, they said, okay, if you'll just try to maintain, well, you know, sometimes when God's at work, you can't just maintain. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
It's not happening. The growth is happening regardless of whether that was where we saw it going or not. But I'm just excited that growth is going in my home county.
Yeah.
So because as of the beginning of this year, we only had one school, the high school where I was doing it within my home county.
Sure.
But now I actually am meeting with some folks tomorrow to sign paperwork and get a third one going in my home county. So that's an opportunity. Challenges with the fact that, you know, as I shared, the deciding which way they wanted to go with First Priority Heritage, really going strong into the fundraising is going to be
a challenge. Yeah.
Because, you know, to really sell, and I use that loosely, but to really engage support, we have to know what we're representing. And at some stages of this position, it's been like, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure which way you want this to go.
Sure.
And, you know, we want to make sure we're being very honest with what people are supporting.
Yeah.
So,
and we talk a lot, and you're in training this week, which is why you're up here in the podcast room, right? We talk a lot about the three things that first party leaders do, right? We train students to lead clubs. We build networks to support those clubs.
Yes.
And then we raise financial partners.
We
do. You're exactly right. If we don't have clarity on which of those we're doing when, it can become overwhelming. But when you begin to narrow that down and understand clarity, then that's king. I think the other thing I love about your story is that you have been very authentic in that the job was just to hold steady. I'm interim. Let me just hold steady.
Right.
And the Lord has done what he wanted to in the midst. Heritage is a neat little area in central Kentucky that you get to serve.
I do.
And how fun is that? So let's kind of close the page on the discussion for a minute. What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to in the days to come when it comes to being a part of FP?
Well, as First Priority Heritage is really looking for how they go from here, and knowing that that may not include me as staff, but it definitely is going to include me in some capacity.
Super
I don't
cool.
know whether I'll be serving on the board. I don't know whether I'll be volunteering. Volunteerism is a big part of my world.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, so many of the things is like, I can't just step away from this, even though you would think you could on some volunteer roles. But when you are the officer of this or that, you don't really just say, I'm done. Not mid-year. That's just not my style. But just seeing how I fit in and how I can serve the Lord.
Well, that's neat. It's neat to watch your open-handedness with the ministry, and it will be neat to watch as Heritage takes its next steps, and that you'll be a part of that, however that looks. So,
I'm prayerful for it.
I like it. Well, I really appreciate your time and having this discussion. You want to say anything to the audience before you go?
Well, considering the audience, thank you for your prayers.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep praying for the Heritage board team and the staff team. And those of you who follow the podcast and vidcast know that it's a good thing to be reminded we are not alone in this. It can become very lonely when you think your area is the only area you're worried about, when the reality is that there's almost 1,000 of these schools that are being served with First Priority every week.
That is exciting.
Which is super cool.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for you to be on the podcast.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
I'm glad to be here.
Everybody, till next time.
Well, Steve, that was also a great conversation.
Yeah.
Tashana's an amazing young lady who stepped in to a position that, there was a need, right?
There was.
She had a heart for First Priority, has a heart for kids, been retired for a while from the public schools and just said, hey, I got some time to fill this interim role.
Yeah.
And is just putting all the work in.
Yeah. She's bought into her community in big ways.
Uh-huh.
So to have her step in and say, hey, we're going to run this until we find the right person.
Yep.
That's big.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, and in the process of that too, her heart continues to grow for it and develop. And it's fun to watch, fun to walk. It was good to have her in to get all the information dumped out and the conversations to have. So it was a good time.
Was.
Good time.
Well, two great convos and one vidcast, Brad. How did you do it?
Well, I go by this slogan. If Tayana's happy, we're happy.
Exactly.
And Tayana looks happy right now. So this was a great episode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Give us a subscribe.
Yep.
And a like, and share this with your friends, especially those who live in Kentucky or in Springfield.
Yep.
If you know people over there, share this with them so they can get to know the staff, and we can continue to build movement.
Brad always asks for a 5-star review. I'll even take 4.
Nothing but the best for me.
Till next time.
All right.
See you. Next week, tune in for Ashley Bell and Tyler Wilkes.